This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 2/16/21. This is show number 206. And Nick, what are the markets doing today?
Well, today we have the market's green across the board. We actually had a pretty decent gap higher open, but it has faded a little bit. So we'll see where we wind up by the closing bell. Overall, this is the first day back from a holiday session, which was yesterday. Yesterday, the markets were closed in the U.S. for President's Day. So normally it's a little bit of a quieter day, but we have seen a pretty good fade, even though the markets are positive. The Russell 2000 has just gone to the flat line. So we'll see where we wind up by the close. I think that'll tell us a little bit more. But more importantly than anything will be the volume trends, and they're still very light at the moment.
Yeah, so the volume you think is down because of the holiday hangover?
Usually that's the case. Anytime we come back from a holiday, you know, most often, doesn't happen every time, but just generally we're going to experience a light volume market. And that seems to be the case today, at least right now. But at this stage of the game, with all the fraud that is out there, I wouldn't take anything for granted.
Yeah, so at this point, anything is possible.
That's right. Anything is possible. You got to watch these turning points. We've seen lots of early morning distribution taking place where the markets later in the afternoon get floated up on light volume. So that's worth noting. And, you know, we could be just seeing some more of that at the moment with a little bit of the fade that we've seen so far today. But, you know, when I look at the volume trends, we really haven't seen volume trends pick up at all. It's been a bit on the lighter side today.
All right. Hey, so we don't often talk about this, but we do at times. Copper is on fire.
Yeah, copper has been, you know, just probably one of the strongest asset classes around. You know, even today, copper's up again. It's way overbought. It's parabolic. Let's just put it that way. Copper has hit and exceeded all of my upside projections. Back in March and April, I was telling my trading group that copper is on breakout, and you know, it should make a pretty good run into around, you know, 365 or so. And here we are at, you know, 380, 383. So it's just exceeded my wildest expectations. It has been absolutely on fire.
So is it going to hit $4 at this point and then pull back?
It's possible, but if everybody's looking for that to happen, sometimes that don't happen when everybody's looking at the same thing. I'm not saying it won't happen, but for me, it's already overbought. I've exited all my copper plays, and now I'm just watching it as a spectator from the sidelines.
Huh. So, but that this will just be intermediate retrenchment, right?
Well, we don't know, because right now, when you've had a move like this, just think, copper was under $2 in, you know, in March, and now here we are, you know, getting towards $4. It's an astronomical jump. It's almost a double. So when you look at something like this, and you know, it's a commodity, I have to think that, you know, it's getting to what we call parabolic territory, and you got to be very, very careful with. But the trend is up, and as long as that trend is up, we never rule out that it can go lower. I have not gotten a sell signal in copper yet.
No sell signal yet, huh?
No sell signal, but it is parabolic, which means it will happen. It's just when.
All right. So do you be a pig for the last 10%, or well, do you take your profits?
I'm not. I'm a guy that just, I'll just watch. And I watched the last move up in gold too in August when it made that parabolic move. I missed that move. So, you know, I like to trade it into the resistance zone. Then I jump off board, or I jump out of the play. And then, you know, if it goes higher from there, so be it. I can live with it. And that's what copper's doing. It's going higher without me, but it's way too high on the charts at this stage of the game.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is the election boost to copper, because our current administration thinks that copper is the way to go, and there's a copper future for you.
Well, you know, we're getting lots of chatter about, you know, stimulus. We're getting lots of chatter about an infrastructure deal. We're getting lots of chatter, right? So markets react to that. And, you know, in all fairness, copper move has been dynamite. It's been really, really sensational. But now at this stage of the game, I'd have to see some kind of consolidation pattern. You know what it looks like, Kerry? It looks like what gold did back in August. You know, it's making that similar type of jousting move to the upside. And it's been a powerhouse. But at this stage of the game for me, I'm not in it now. I just sit back and I just wait it out and let it tell me a little bit more information. But, you know, it's had a breakaway run here and a fantastic one at that. But at this stage, it's way too high on the charts for me.
All right, we can appreciate that. So speaking of gold and silver, seen a lot of action there today as well, huh?
Yeah, it's been wild action, really. Gold futures were down a ton. In fact, earlier today, they were trading down around 1788, and now they're back around 1812, 1813. So it's been quite a rebound in gold futures. And this is what gold does. It, you know, sometimes when you get that big move lower early in the morning, it snaps back and it puts in a nice little pop. But, you know, overall, I think we still in the bigger picture need some more backing and filling. And then gold's going to be a really good buying opportunity soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. We keep getting closer and closer, but we're not quite there yet, are we?
No, we're not quite there. The pattern has not formed itself. But you get these, you know, these big sell-offs and then you get these big rebounds. And that's just the nature of the equity. That's what it does. And again, you know, there's always some game playing going on in there. I'm sure there's some manipulation going on in there. Certain people want it at certain prices at certain times. But again, that's why we look at that bigger pattern and let it tell us a little bit more.
All right. I think we'll leave it at that. So make sure you go over, take a look at Nick's site in themoneystocks.com and sign up for probably what will be the trade of the decade. Take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we will pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you very much.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.